Hello, everybody, and welcome to Talking Baseball on this beautiful weekend. Giants and the Colorado Rockies go at Game 3 of this four-game series. The Giants have won the first two, and last night they won 5-4 over the Rockies. Now, the Giants have won six straight, and against Colorado now, they've won 7 of 8 against Colorado at home this year, and they're 8-3 against the Rockies in 2021. For the Rockies, they've lost four straight on the road. Believe it or not, they are 13-44, and the Giants at home are 39-17 with 25 more games to go. So the Giants are 75-41, 46 more games to go, and they have a five-game lead over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Well, as I said, the Giants won last night 5-4. It wasn't that simple. Jake McGee, once again in the ninth inning, has trouble. In his last two, he's got an inning in the third, 6 hits, 4 runs, and he has 2 blown saves in there. And he had a 5-2 lead last night and gave up, believe it or not, a 2-run homer to Connor Joe. He's got a quick bat. Connor Joe, who was the magnet for trouble when Farhan first took over the Giants, is a legitimate player, and I'm glad to see it for him. He's battled cancer, and he's come back. He's a leadoff man for the Rockies and hit a bomb. A 2-run shot in the ninth inning that brought the Rockies to 5-4. Well, McGee got in more trouble, a couple of hits, and it was Zach Littell coming in. As I said to Raf many times, the Giants know the pitch that Zach Littell's supposed to throw, and it was high cheese, a high fastball, and he got the strikeout, and that was all she wrote for the Colorado Rockies last night. With runners in scoring position, Littell is 6 for his last 36. Wow, pretty good. So the Giants get the win 5-4 over the Rockies. Wilmer Flores, a big 3-run homer in the first inning. The Giants just crushed the ball in the first inning. They're one of the best first-inning teams in baseball. I always say, look at that pitch count for this starter. It's going to be close to 30 if you get up to Crawford in that first inning. For the Giants, Estrada and Ruff also had RBIs, and that accounted for their 5 runs. The pitching is still a little bit spotty for the starting pitching, and we'll talk about it, I'm sure, in the show today. But Anthony DeSclafani came off the disabled list, 5 innings, 5 hits, a couple of runs, 82 pitches. Not great, but got the ball to the bullpen, and the bullpen went 4 innings last night, 6 hits, 2 runs, the 2-run shot by Connor Joe, a walk and 5 strikeouts. This bullpen has been absolutely fabulous for the Giants. Tony Watson, our philosopher, 6 1/3 innings, scoreless in the 6 games he's been in. Jay Jackson, his last 5, got a little dicey, but in 6 innings has only given up 2 hits. Tyler Rogers keeps mowing him down in 11 games, his last 11 games, only 1 run given up. So the bullpen does their job, and the Giants end up winning that game last night 5-4, and they take the first 2 games of the series against the Rockies. They are now 14-4 overall in their last 18 games. Wow. They're 18-9 since the break. And yesterday, of course, with DeSclafani being added to the active list, earlier in the week, the Giants designated Aaron Sanchez for assignment, and yesterday he cleared waivers. So we'll see if he surfaces with another team. The Giants are on the hook for his salary. Other big news yesterday, Brandon Crawford. Boy, does he deserve it. A 2-year extension, $32 million for Crawford. He's in the mix for MVP with Buster Posey, I'll tell you that. Someone's going to realize the Giants are right now the best team in the National League, and they do have an MVP, and it could be Brandon Crawford. So they reward him with a 2-year deal for $32 million, and I'll guarantee you that Posey's option is going to be picked up. The only question is, what's going to happen with Brandon Belt? We'll see. That is the one question for me. With the home run last night by Flores, the Giants now have 176 home runs. They lead the National League. They scored 5 runs last night. They are averaging, this is an average, 5 runs or more at home this year at Oracle Park. How about that? 2 out, and this is where this team has been such a good team. They grind it out, and they do so much with 2 out at-bats. They're Babe Ruth. They've got 60 home runs with 2 out. They've got a .441 slugging average with 2 out, which is absolutely outstanding. And then they pitch. 13 shutouts in last night, not last night, but the night before, 7-0 over the Rockies, and Casale caught that one. So those are your San Francisco Giants as we get ready for this Saturday baseball here. Giants and Rockies coming up. Let's look at the standings as we like to do as we start off every day on our pregame. The Giants are 75-41. As I said, they have 46 more games to go. They're 5 ahead of the Dodgers. Now, last night, the Dodgers had a 4-0 lead over the Mets, and the Mets came back in the 7th inning against the bullpen, and they tied that game up 4-4. But Will Smith, a 2-run homer in the 10th inning. Kenley Jansen hung on for a 2-inning save for him, basically. I guess he gets the win, but he was in there for 2 innings, and the Dodgers finally win an extra-inning game. They break that 11-game losing streak in extra innings, which tied the Montreal Expos of 1969. How about that? They're now 2-12 in extras, and they're 70-46. So five big games in the loss column for the Giants. And it could get bigger. It really could. With these couple more with Colorado, and then the Giants have the Mets, and of course the Dodgers right now have got the Mets for the rest of this weekend. So chance to pick up some more ground. San Diego Padres, boy, what a story. 17-19 since the break. They lose to Arizona last night on a walk-off to Varsho. 66-52. They're only 14 games over 500. They're 10 back of the Giants and 11 in the loss column. You can kiss the division goodbye. And the question is, will they hang on for the wild card? By the way, in that Dodger game today, it'll be Buehler and Taijuan Walker for the Mets. Walker's really been in trouble, and Buehler is a Cy Young candidate. And in the San Diego game, it's Musgrove against Gilbert for Arizona, and that is in Arizona. Bumgarner pitched a nice game last night for Arizona. All right, the Cincinnati Reds, led by Joey Votto, who is just out of this world, 15 homers in 22 games. It's what Yastrzemski, and I don't mean Mike, but Carl Yastrzemski, did in 67. He just put a team on his back and carried him into the World Series. I saw Jason Giambi do it for the A's as well. Joey Votto, 15 homers in 22 games. Just think about that for a second. The Reds are 9 over 500. They're 2.5 behind San Diego. They've got Luis Castillo on the hill today against Matt Moore, who's probably the weakest pitcher on that Philly staff and one of the weakest in the National League this year. Castillo and Moore. Now, the team to watch, and this is a good franchise, and they have made runs to the pennant before, the St. Louis Cardinals. They're 59-56, 3 over 500. They're 3 back of Cincinnati, 5.5 back of San Diego. But last night, Jack Flaherty came back. And if you're looking for a Cy Young candidate in the National League, Jack Flaherty is the guy. DeGrom is heading what I think would be elbow surgery. I mean, he's out now to the middle of September. Jack Flaherty is terrific. And he came out last night and threw 6 shutout innings at Kansas City. And we'll see if St. Louis can keep it going. They could put some pressure on the Reds and also San Diego. So we'll see how it works out. What a week for the Giants. They won 2 in Milwaukee and last-second victories, 2 against Arizona, where they blew that 5-0 lead, and then 2 against Colorado, which they almost blew last night. So they're winning close games, and this is what a good team does as we get ready for baseball today. All right, it is Kyle Freeland on the hill for the Rockies today. He's 28 years old. He's a lefty. 111th Major League start. He's 3-6 with a .465 earned run average. The whip is 144. He's coming back from knee problems, and he's getting his, so to speak, his feet on the ground here. In August, he's won his last 2. 10 innings, 11 hits, but 6 runs. Only 1 homer, a walk, and 11 strikeouts. He's a good pitcher. We'll see what he can do today. Lefties at .293 against them with 3 homers. Righties .296 with 9 homers. So he's given up 12 homers in 71 innings. And for a team that loves to hit the home run ball, and they have hit some off this pitcher before. Solano's got 2. Slater's got 1. Posey's got 1. Flores has 1. Yastrzemski has 1. They've seen him before, so we'll see what happens today. 7 solos out of the 12 with runners in scoring position, .313. So you want to get people on. Runners in scoring position, two out. He's a little better at 250. But the first time through the lineup, 246. Second time through, 295 with seven of the home runs. Third time through, get ready for the showers, 412 with one home run. You can run on him a little bit, five stolen bases, four caught stealing. So that's the Colorado side today as they try to break this four-game losing streak. On the Giants side today, and I say it again, the starting pitching there, you got to have a little concern about it, and we'll talk about this today. Sammy Long slots in here. Cueto is now on the disabled list, of course. Alex Wood goes tomorrow. He has struggled a little bit, and certainly this is a Gausman has not been himself. So here's Sammy Long today, his fourth major league start. He's a great story out of Sacramento. He's 1-1. The WHIP is good, 1.25. The homers are great, 26 innings, only two. The strikeouts are terrific, 27. But he puts people on base with the hits, 24 hits in 26 innings, and the nine walks. So that's how he ends up with that 1.25 WHIP. I don't know why they just don't use him against lefties. Lefties 105 against him with no homers. Righties 303 with two. Runners in scoring position 250. Runners in scoring position two out, 273. First time through is his problem, 291. Second time through, 162. Third time through, 167. Three stolen bases, no caught stealing. So if Casale's in there today, he may have his hands full with the Rockies. So that's the matchup. A pair of lefties. A beautiful day for baseball. First place San Francisco Giants against the Colorado Rockies. 13-44 on the road. The Giants at home, as I say, 39-17. We've got a great show for you today. Coming up next is Greg Amsinger from MLB Tonight. I love talking ball with Greg. Bill Lasky's got Sean Estes. Bruce Jenkins is with us. Joe Sheehan, and more. So sit back. We'll enjoy baseball today. It's the Giants and the Rockies. More coming up. KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.